Task 4. You have received a detailed evidence report of the crime scene. Before studying it in detail, you are now interviewing the three suspects again about what they did on the day of the murder. Listen to the conversations and complete the notes below and on the next page. Conversation 1.
Please sit down, Mr. Tam. Can you tell me what happened on the day of the murder?
I've already told the officer 3 times. I met Gigi for breakfast at around 9 a.m. We talked for an hour. She went home and I went to the bank.
Did anyone go with you? And what did you do after that?
I went to the bank alone. After that, I took a nap at home around noon. I was tired from a busy week at work.
You took a nap at exactly 12 noon?
Yes, my flatmate Jake can confirm that. He was home too.
I want to know more about your conversation with Gigi. She told you she was going home after having breakfast with you.
Yes, she said she was going to relax and watch TV that day. She was not happy at all. She said she wanted some free time alone.
Do you have any idea who the murderer might be?
It must be Gigi's boyfriend. He had a motive because Gigi thought he was cheating on her. Gigi had wanted to marry him, but she had found some evidence that he was cheating.
What was the evidence?
She found some suspicious text messages on his phone from a woman.
A woman?
Yes. I didn't see the messages, but I'm sure they were some kind of love messages. Gigi was puzzled, so she was going to rest in the afternoon. She didn't say anything about meeting her boyfriend.
Maybe the boyfriend surprised her at home.
I have no idea, but Gigi's neighbour was not kind to her either. Gigi told me the woman sometimes complained about Gigi being too noisy. Gigi liked playing the piano and violin at home.
I'm not sure if someone would kill their neighbour just because she was too noisy, but I'll write that down anyway. Thanks again for your information, Mr. Tam.
You're welcome, but believe me, I'm not the murderer.
Conversation 2.
Please take a seat, Mr. Ma. This time, please tell me what happened that day in detail.
All right. I was supposed to meet Gigi for lunch, but I was sick.
Did she know that you weren't coming to lunch?
I called her to cancel, but she didn't answer the phone.
She did not answer. Okay. So, what did you do?
I went to her flat at 12:15 p.m. and walked right in because the door was open. Then I found her body. I was so shocked that I left the flat immediately to call the police.
You called us immediately after you saw the body?
Yes.
Who do you think might have killed Gigi?
I think it must have been her cousin. Gigi told me he had borrowed a lot of money from her.
Why did he need to borrow money from Gigi?
Her cousin has gambling debts, and the debts are very large. Gigi might have asked him for her money back because we were getting married soon.
I see. Thanks for your information, Mr. Ma.
You're welcome.
Conversation 3.
Hi, Miss So. Please have a seat. And tell us what happened that day.
Okay, I was out with my friend, Mrs. Lim. We had dim sum that morning, and then we went shopping. I came home around noon.
Okay, and what did you do?
I went next door to find Gigi at 12:10 p.m. I was planning to go on holiday with my husband next month, so I wanted to ask her to look after my cat. The afternoon news was on, so I'm very sure about the time.
Then what did you see?
I found the door open, so I went inside. Then I found the body. I was extremely frightened, but I stayed in the flat and called the police.
Yeah, you called us at 12:12 p.m. Do you have any ideas about who the murderer might be?
Hmm. It was quite strange because a police officer told me Gigi's boyfriend called the police at 12:40 p.m. Perhaps the man killed Gigi.
Okay. Thanks, Miss So.